The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. It's the 14th of January, 2019. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, we start with Germany today, and Germany is pissed off with Facebook again. Now, we all know Germany's been trying to regulate Facebook's practices. And finally, I guess at their wits' end and saying, you know what? We're going to order you to stop collecting some user data. Yes, the Federal Cartel Office will order Facebook to stop collecting some user data. Mainly, they're concerned with how the social network shares data with apps and sites outside of Facebook proper. And we all know what those usually are. That's including Instagram, WhatsApp. Yeah, those are both Facebook properties. So what does this mean for Facebook? Well, they need to be set a deadline first, and I'm sure that that's probably what it's going to take. And knowing how Facebook usually is, they'll probably wait to the last minute to do it. However, though, if they don't get their affairs in order, they could be facing fines of about $11.5 million. They didn't elaborate if that's per day or per month or what. Now, just so you know, thinking, well, right, this is a win for consumers out there, kinda. It doesn't really stop Facebook from gathering data. It's kind of more about how they get the content that relates to, say, your Facebook account. The only question is, will other countries follow suit? Apps here, apps there, apps everywhere on the Google Play Store. Problem is, though, that everywhere may not fit on your phone anymore. How many times you went to the Google Play Store, tried downloading an app? There's not enough space here, dude. Well, now Google Play is going to tell you just exactly how much space you got on your phone. Now, yeah, we all know we can go to settings, keep track of how much space we got on our phones. But Google wants to make it more simple. So they're going to allow you now to monitor how much space you got on the phone right in the Play Store. Not only that, you're also going to have a new indicator which serves as basically a shortcut for the free up space option too, right in the Play Store. Meaning if you just are lacking just that little bit of space, maybe you can grab a megabyte or two there and free it up, and then you can get that app you want. Now, not all Android users are probably going to see this right now. Pretty much what you got to do is go to the My App and Games in the Google Play Store and swiping to the installed version. You should see the percentage bar at the top of the screen then. If you don't see that, well, then I guess you ain't got it yet. And finally, staying with Google News, boy, I tell you what, Chromecast Audio, isn't that thing awesome? I know, we haven't had an update with the thing, and hey, we're not going to get one anymore. As awesome as it was, apparently it wasn't awesome enough for Google. Yep, you know where this is going, Google Chromecast? Yeah, they're not going to make any more. You might have noticed this too, if you went over to, say, the official website of Google. They've been out of stock for quite some time. And if you've been going around to your various sources saying, hey, I could use a Chromecast Audio, they say, well, we can't order anymore. That also is an indication that no more was going to be made. Well, now we can officially say rest in peace, Chromecast Audio. Meaning if you want an audio experience with Chromecast now, you've got to go the video route. Now, the main reason for this is because there's a lot of speakers out there on the market, except for the HomePod, that actually already offer support for casting. So it's pretty much built in nowadays. However, though, if you're wanting to set up that huge audio throughout your house kind of concept, well, you might have to be going to eBay now. Because it looks like used is the only route you're going to be able to get the thing now. Hey, if you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website. You can subscribe to our podcast over there. You can also check out our blog review section. So much tech goodness going on over there. Go check it out for yourself right now. Also, check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well, British Tech Network. Also, of course, we're on Twitter at British Tech, and our BTN community, where we'd love for you to be a part of it. It's always growing, and, you know, it's just so much fun. Relieve a little stress over there and join in on the conversation right now. You can find it at britishtech.slack.com. The BTN News Show will be back at your way for your Tuesday edition tomorrow, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Monday. And thank you very much, as always, for listening.